Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, radio fans, you're listening to the Lunch Hour Radio Show.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last seven goals, and tonight he's going to try and make it eight.
Here comes the bull down.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, rodeo fans and making eight maniacs. That's right. It's time for another Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Making Eight. Now, I got to tell you, I apologize up front. Here's the deal. If any of you guys are tuned in right now online or maybe watching some news right around the lunch hour time, you might be catching some of the things that they're talking about with Florida and some of the severe weather that's rolling through. I got up this morning to have nothing but alarms going off and, you know, weather warnings going off everywhere. You can't get away from it. It's been going on all morning. We've gotten a cluster, and they're calling it a supercell that's rolling through right here in our area. And I'm talking about, like, during the broadcast, we're supposed to get this initial front right here. But just to the north of us, actually where we used to live, they've had a series of about five tornadoes touch down, all confirmed. Now, this is kind of uncommon for us down here in the Sunshine State. Now, yeah, we deal with hurricanes and things like that. But we don't usually deal with the tornadoes touching down like this and this type of weather rolling through. They're actually comparing this to what usually happens during, you know, this time of year out in Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, you know, being that tornado alley. So, yeah, it's, you know, we're kind of bunkered down. Now, I normally, you know, I kind of close the door to my office and sit back and, you know, focus on things, but as it turns out, I'm here with the little one, and she'll usually just watch TV, but I've got to keep the door open and keep it closed. So if you guys hear her in the background, that's kind of what it is. Now, she's a little paranoid. We got the dogs inside, you know, running around. They're kind of hunkering down too. But, yeah, it's been an interesting morning, to say the least. But we've had a lot of activity going on down this way. Like I said, all morning long, we got tractor trailers turned over, you know, things all over the interstate. And, yeah, it's pretty bad. So if you guys end up catching any of the news today, you'll probably see a little bit about that. But we've got things geared up just in case. Now, I know that we have had issues with cell phone service this morning. Obviously, that's how we call in our shows. So we are actually on Skype as well as a backup. So in the case that we lose our cell phone service during the broadcast, we'll try to jump over here to Skype and give you all an update on what's going on. Like I said, the weather is just now starting to reach our county. We're under a severe thunderstorm warning, tornado warning, because they have had a confirmed tornado that is rolling through with this cell. And it honestly looks like it's something that's blowing through from a hurricane. I mean, just looking at some of the weather reports right now, it's pretty intense. So, hey, this ain't our first rodeo. We've been through the hurricane deals, but this is like a tornado. And what's really funny is, you know, me and Mrs. Making Eight obviously have been talking about relocating out to Oklahoma, and she says, well, you know, I don't know if I can deal with these tornadoes. Well, guess what? She's dealing with them here in Florida, just like we would out there. You know, I mean, we wake up in the morning, here's this line of storms that are rolling through, you know, and it's very similar to what Tornado Alley is like. I mean, this thing has been rolling through since this morning. They've been watching these cells, and what they've been – it's kind of like the movie Twister. I was just shocked. I'm like, wow, this is like – you know, like waking up in the – yeah, and there is no basements in Florida. So we cannot hunker down into a basement. What they're telling everybody is to get into an area, bathroom, whatever, you know. No, I'm not hanging out in the bathroom doing my radio broadcast, so y'all don't have to worry about that. But we are prepared to run if we have to. So just in case. But we're going to keep it on tune and let y'all know. I do have my camera ready as well, and we're waiting for this band to hit us. I can see it moving in this way. It looks like nothing but black off in the distance. So we're kind of keeping an eye out, but I've got to kind of watch the switchboard and see what's going on here too. So I had to take my eyes off of it for a few. But, yeah, it's pretty intense, and we're going to certainly do what we can for you and try to get some pictures out there for you. It's wild. And we'll see what happens. It ought to be an interesting show, to say the least. But I got to tell you, we got friends that are tuned in on the line. We do have Ms. Donna Davis tuned in. I know that Shannon said that she has got a headache, so she will not be able to tune in. So, I'm sorry, Christy, if I'm concerning you at all. Like I said, it's not a big concern for me. I just think it's interesting. It's just been a crazy morning. Now, I will tell you, too, that the schools, because our kids are in school right now, they have sent out notices saying that they will not dismiss any kids from school until after the weather is cleared, which they're projecting is going to be 4 o'clock this afternoon. So our kids that are normally home by 4 o'clock won't be getting out of school till 4 o'clock. So I'm kind of like, wow, I get an extra hour of free time. So I'm going to make the best of it. We're going to have some fun with it. But anyways, so that's kind of what we got going on. Like I said, they keep, I'm watching the weather radar right now, and they keep showing this deal. Just within the last 10 minutes, we got hit with a warning right here in our area, saying that, this thing should be rolling through within the next, 20 minutes or so. So you guys hang tight. Better get a grip on something, because I'm telling you, we may not be around. It's kind of funny. But, so that's what we got going on here in the weather reports here in the Sunshine State. It's not so sunny in the state of Florida. But I will tell you, too, the only thing that I'm concerned with is the fact that my pool is just ready to go. And we're just waiting on that warmer weather to hit. It's supposed to be mid-80s this weekend. And I'm like, man, perfect time to be going out hanging out in the pool. Well, guess what? As long as nothing happens to the pool, that's my only concern right now. I'm liable to go jump out there and try to save the pool before anything else. But, it's raring to go, and we're ready to go jump in it. So, got to check my Twitter updates. And, it looks like from what I understand, getting some weather reports from Texas, and Ms. Donna Davis says that they're getting the sunshine there in Texas right now. So, yeah, rub it in just a little bit. But, yeah, we got a good show lined up for you today. I got to tell you, I've been checking the PBR website this morning, and they did have the 20 questions with, obviously, Aaron Coscarelli and Dustin Elliott. However, I cannot get it pulled up. It keeps going back to the last episode that was shown, which is the interview with Cody Lostro. So I'm sitting back waiting on these 20 questions to pop up. Hopefully something will happen here pretty quick. Hold on a second. I had the volume turned up just a little bit too loud on it. But, we're trying to catch that out, because I really do want to see the 20 questions. Erin is actually supposed to be joining us today, and hopefully she'll be able to get on board. But we'll have to wait till after the show, I guess, to see what the 20 questions is all about. Hopefully they'll get it all fixed up. We're still back at it. Still goes back, and I'm sure it's just a misunderstanding. Hopefully somebody will get some notices to them. Anyways, I did get reports as well. The drafts are out. Obviously, you do see Austin Meyer still in it, which was a shock to PBR Cowgirl. The one thing that he says is, he's not going to quit until his head hits the ground. If he can get out there and ride, he's going to ride. So look forward to seeing him out there this weekend. I also noticed that he is actually in second place now. He was able to move into second place. So, that race for second, there's only 2,000 points between first and second. So, it does look like, he'll be there. Now, I did see also that Tony Mendez is not in the lineup, and that's a shame. Considering the weekend that he had, it's disappointing to see him not there in the series. But he was in, I believe, because of injuries or because of people unable to make the tour event, so or the Built Ford Tough Series event. So, yeah, hopefully we'll see him back. I think we will. I think we'll see him back before too long. But anyways, so that's kind of what's been going on here. Just checking out this morning, trying to check out the PBR website, see what was going on there. Did anybody get to watch the Real World last night on MTV? Tell me what you thought about it. I did not get to see it. So I need you guys' input on what you guys thought about it. I was hoping that it would turn out to be a good deal. I would think that it was. It's got the PBR guys on it, you know. So I'm sure it's better than what it has been previously. So, looks like we've got some guys tuned in on the phone lines. Got to say welcome and thanks for jumping on board, as well as our usuals right here in our chat room. We're going to take a short break here, fans. When we come back, we're going to sit back, talk some more bull riding, and talk some more rodeo action with you. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Making8.com.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. I feel it. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be
Let's do it.
Here we come.
Johnson of CatJohnson.net with Make an 8. Let's book.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Make an 8. I'll tell you what, it's going to be interesting here in the next few minutes as this thing is really starting to get fired up right here in the good old town of Mica City. Like I said, schools are locked down. They got kids. They won't release them until after this deal is over with. So we're going to rock and roll here in the next few minutes. It ought to be interesting. I keep seeing these squalls that they're showing and a lot of this damage that's rolling in just north of us. And, yeah, it's pretty significant. I mean, you know, they got some interesting stuff rolling around. So, anyways, we're kicking things off right here. And I see that some of you guys are asking about the fantasies. Well, the fantasy picks for this week. Well, maybe we'll get into talking about that here shortly. But before we do, I think we got somebody on the line here.
I wish they all could be California.
You know that's right. It's time once again to check in with our lovely Miss Erin Coscarello from L.A. Erin, how are you?
Hey, Scott. I'm great. How are you?
Doing great. Doing great. We're hunkered down. We got some bad weather rolling down through here in Florida. They're comparing it to the Tornado Alley. You know, obviously this is kind of the tornado season as well, but they're actually comparing it to that. They're saying that we usually don't see weather like this. Yeah, it's pretty intense. So,
well, you don't want to know what the weather's like here in L.A. then.
Oh, you're going to rub it in, aren't you? Probably, let me guess, mid to high 70s, low 80s, sun shining.
Yeah, pretty much. It actually got up to the 90s in the valleys, valley areas.
Wow.
Yeah, so slight difference in weather.
let's talk a little bull riding. Tell us about New Mexico. You were just there this weekend in Albuquerque for the Time Murray Invitational. What did you think of the pit?
Wow. You know what? It was the coolest venue on tour I've ever been to. I mean, the whole vibe of the place was so electrifying. The majority of my interviews when Craig or Ty threw down to me, I had to plug my ear. Like, I literally had to plug my ear because I couldn't hear the producer calling me in saying, okay, Ty's going to throw down to you, you know, get your interview guy or whoever you're going to interview and talk to. It was just so loud. I mean, there was so much intensity and excitement. It was great. I mean, it was worth not hearing just to have that moment. It was very cool.
Energizing, wasn't it?
It was, yes, so energizing. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Well, that is awesome. Now, talk to us a little bit about why you were there. Obviously, LJ Jenkins, Ryan McConnell, both guys, you know, from New Mexico. What did you think about the crowd's reaction being there, you know, supporting their hometown Cowboys? I mean, was that not impressive?
I mean, can you believe it? It was such an amazing moment that the two guys that lived, were raised in New Mexico, had the home state rooting for them, ends up winning. And I think that was part of their success. I mean, clearly, you know, I tried to hone in on the fact that, you know, Cody Lostro and I talked a lot about how, for him, bull riding isn't physical. It's not one bit physical. It's so mental. It's over 95% mental. And these guys, when they have the crowd behind them and they're cheering for them, they make the impossible possible. And it was because they had this home state crowd just going crazy for them.
Absolutely. But it was very cool. Yeah, it was loud there in general, but, I mean, every time you heard the name LJ Ryan McConnell, it just lit up. I mean, it really was.
I know. And it was unfortunate what happened to Travis. I talked to him on the second day, and I saw him walk out of sports medicine, just his head hanging low, and he was really disappointed because he had pulled his groin the first night, I believe. On Friday, and he just, you know, he rode the second night thinking, well, you know, maybe it'll be okay. And then he went into sports medicine and Dr. Candy Freeman said, you can't continue. You've got to, you know, you've got to rest up, heal up. And he was like, he was so disappointed because he's also from New Mexico, which is why I bring him up because, and he had just made it through the cut and he felt mentally very, very strong too. So it was unfortunate what ended up happening to him, but great to see the two guys, you know, the two New Mexico guys come through.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was. It was really impressive to watch. And, you know, it really was a battle between, you know, LJ Ryan and, of course, your number one in the PBR, Valderon. I mean, this guy is still making a threat. I mean, it wasn't a matter of him not being a factor. It came down to the last round, you know, and, I mean, had Valderon – and, of course – what did you think about the energy when Valderon comes up there and just in a matter of just a couple seconds takes Bushwhacker in his pick?
Well, that was a very smart move for Valderon because he needed to make some, you know, extra points to catch up to LJ because LJ had a few points in front of him.
Right.
And and all those bulls were pretty rank, but he picked Bushwhacker, and Stormy told me if he rode Bushwhacker, he'd score at least 95 on him. So
absolutely.
He needed to make that move.
Yeah, I think
he needed
that was
to make that choice.
Yeah, I you know, I agree with that. We've been talking about that. We talked about it Sunday night, and we talked about it this week. Is, you know, Valderon was 9 points going into the short round. He was 9 points behind LJ that he needed to make up. So it was a do-or-die measure. I mean, you know, had LJ and Valderon both been able to make rides, it would have come down to those points, and every point counts. And Valderon knew that he would get those points that he needed by getting on a bull like Bushwhacker. And it was a do-or-die situation. It turned out that the bulls were ranker than what anybody had anticipated, and nobody got a qualified ride in the short round.
I know, and that says a lot for the breeding companies and how amazing they're making their bulls. You know, it's the top guys in the world, and they can't even make a ride in the – in the championship round. That says a lot for the bulls that we bring in. So,
absolutely,
you know.
Absolutely. But you know, what did you think of Austin Meyer and his decisions that he made? And number one, not taking a re-ride Friday night, the bull only scoring, you know, or him only getting 49 points, but you know, being able to carry on and then not taking his short go bull in on the second day. You know, he was sitting in 10th place and had the opportunity, but passed on it, you know. But he stayed consistent and ended up making himself in the short round. I mean, being around Austin, did you see him? How did he feel out there?
Well, you know, and I feel so bad for Austin. He had he had a tough weekend. He separated his left shoulder the first night on Friday, and then the second night, he suffered a mild concussion. So where, you know, and I told him, I said, you're in a situation right now where a lot of guys probably wouldn't go on, but you're continuing to go on. I mean, describe your mental toughness. And he just said, you know, I firmly believe that Austin could be the toughest guy on the tour. and he just has so much grit, so much perseverance, so much mental toughness. Yeah, he really, you know, he was probable to go to continue on Sunday, and Austin told me, he said, it was up to Dr. Tandy Freeman. If he told me I couldn't do it, of course I wouldn't. But in my mind, I was going to go the entire time and continued to ride on Sunday. But he looked in bad shape when I saw him Saturday on the second night. He fell off. He got off that bowl, and I did a follow up interview with him, and he couldn't even stand up straight. He's one of those guys that if he can walk, he'll ride, but right. You know, but that might not be the best decision for him. But I was proud of him that he made some smart decisions and didn't just go for it the whole time. So, you know, choosing to stay out of the short go, and you Travis tells me this too, for his reasons for choosing to stay out. He said our bodies are our foundation, and they're who we need to take care of ourselves. I mean, you know, we feel we want to go, 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 but we've got to, this is who we are. We have to protect ourselves. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, they're like, their bodies are their investment. That's what Travis had said.
Absolutely. And that's a good quote, you know, but I will tell you this. I think when it comes down to the event that's coming up here in just a few weeks and the last Cowboy Standing, all that is going to go right out the window. I think that we're going to see these guys really just step out and say, you know what, this is a big event. This is a one-time event. We're going to make it happen. I want to be that last Cowboy Standing.
Yeah. Yeah, these guys, you know, they're just their strength, their perseverance, and their heart is really – it's so admirable to be around. I mean, it's just amazing. And we talked about this, Scott, but one of the I would say in my life, one of the most life-changing moments, and I wasn't even there at the event, but it was when Ben Jones, he had talked to Ty Murray in the booth right before the show, and Ty said, are we going to see the Ben Jones dance? And Ben said, yes, for you, Ty, I will. Well, he had just broken four of his ribs. Remember that?
Yes, I do.
And he gets bucked off. He made the whistle, but he gets bucked off the ball. I mean, and you could just tell he's in such excruciating pain, but yet he gets up and he does that Ben Jones dance, and it's just crazy. I mean,
yeah.
You know, you fall in love with these characters, and you hope for the best, and you hope they continue to pursue their dreams. It's just, that's why I love it so much. I just, to me, I'm truly mesmerized every single day I'm there. So, yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. And, you know, that's really cool that you're really starting to feel like part of that rodeo family out there, you know. And, you know, it really is. It's like your brother or your son out there that, you know, when they get bucked off and they're in that pain, you really feel for them, you know. And that's kind of how the rodeo family relates to them being out there.
Yeah, you really do. You do. You relate to all of them. And I actually just wrote a blog about one of the – New Mexico, well, he's not from New Mexico. He's actually from Montana. But one of the Native Americans that were there, there was three invitees.
Right.
And I interviewed Dakota Lewis, and he was 18, just so excited to be with the PBR riders and the elite group that was there. And it's just, and he was just telling me how inspired he is to be. And those stories of these people, I mean, where he's come from, he told me his father's in the hospital, they got in a car accident. I mean, just all these things, what they have to overcome to be where they are, and how elite this 40-man group is. There's so many unique stories, and that to me is what I'm trying to do. Each week I want to talk about a different story and get deeper and give you more than just a guy on a bull. Who is this guy? Where did he come from? And what challenges did he need to overcome to be where he's at today?
Sure. And you know, you've done a really good job with that. I mean, just for instance, the one interview that we did get to see there on PBR.TV with you with Cody Lostro, you know, and you talking to Cody, and Cody, you know, talking to him about the mental aspect compared to the physical, you know, and sure, you've got to be physically fit in order to endure what you're doing, getting on a 2,000-pound animal. But, you know, just like he said, that there's so much in the mental portion of what it takes to be a successful bull rider, you know, and you've got to be able to have that mental toughness. You've got to be able to have that mental adversity to bear down and make those adjustments, you know, and, you know, you're thinking at, you know, I mean, just a split second, and anything that you do can cost you, you know, that whether you ride or whether you stay on and make eight.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And these guys, they go through these slumps, you know, as we've seen Ben Jones go through it, Travis go through it, Cody's been through it this season, and they all, you know, they all tell me, I'm just thinking too much. I'm not having fun. I need to go out there. I need to stop thinking. I need to just let it be natural and just go with it. And, I mean, and so much of that is relatable for me as a sideline reporter, too. You know, I've had to come in, prove myself. You know, when I hear people criticize me, it, you know, of course I'm going to – it's who I am, that's my investment, you know, and – I relate to these guys because I get in my head. I'm like, wow, you know, maybe I'm not, you know, you just, that's just life. There's so much to relate to these guys by, but yeah.
Absolutely.
So I'm falling in love with it, basically, is what I'm trying to say. I think this is the coolest thing ever.
Dude, that's awesome. Well, we've actually got a couple questions in the chat room right now. One of them coming in from our good friend, Miss Christy. She's asking, did you actually have a chance to meet Tony Mendez while you were there?
You know, I did. And tell Christy I said hello. Is this the Christy that introduced us?
It is.
She is a sweetheart, by the way.
Absolutely.
Yes, actually, I did get to meet Tony. I didn't really talk to him a whole lot. I asked him where he had been because I heard he took a couple years off. And he had mentioned he didn't get too personal, but he said there were some family issues wrapped up in that. But as far as who he is personality-wise, he was really, really nice. He was extremely outgoing and charming. And every time he walked by me, how are you, miss? And took his hat off. I mean, he was just really sweet. So that was what I gathered from him. I didn't really get to interview him, but I did get to talk to him and ask him some questions off camera. And he seemed like a cool guy. I mean, I'd like to get to know him more. Hopefully he said he was excited to be back, so I'm sure we'll see more from him in the events to come.
Yeah, now we don't see him this week in the fantasy lineup there in Kansas City, but I said the same thing here at the beginning of our show. Tony Mendez is such a great personality, and I've had the opportunity to see him down here when he was actually riding a lot of Enterprise Series events back a couple of years ago when I was out riding. So Tony is a great guy and, you know, real personable. And I look forward to seeing you being able to interview him here in the future when you get out to one of these events with him again. But moving on, we've actually got another one, too, coming from Miss Gabby here in our chat room. She's asking, who is the easiest guy rider to interview and who is the hardest one to get interviews from?
Oh, that's such a good question, and I know the answers to both. Let's start with the hardest guy to interview. The hardest guy to interview, maybe it's a Brazilian because they don't speak English very well. I would say another difficult guy to interview would be Shane Proctor, only because he always jokes around with me. So I don't know if he's ever telling the truth or if he – I mean, literally, because Shane, he suffered a concussion this weekend too. He had a pretty tough weekend as well. And I go, you know, Shane, how are you feeling? When we were off camera in the locker room, I go in, I interview the guys before the show. I get status updates on everyone. And I said, you know, you had the concussion. How are you feeling? He's like, oh, I'm great. The birds are chirping. It's a beautiful day. I mean, you know, so for me, I've really got to buckle down if I want to get a good soundbite from Shane Proctor.
That's funny.
No, but he's funny. And that's the personality. That's what makes the job fun, is coming across these crazy personality guys that just, you know,
Let me ask you something. Have you seen his new website?
No, I haven't. Is it pretty awesome?
Okay. You need to go check out ShaneProctorPBR.com.
Okay.
And
That's awesome.
I'm just going to leave it at that. When you see it, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about, and you're going to say, oh, my God, I can't believe Scott just put me there. The fans posted his website. Now, this is his website, okay? But just go take a look as soon as you get a chance. You will be very impressed, and it may give you some more storylines to talk to him about.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyways,
yes.
Who's the easiest guy to interview?
Well, now, most of the guys are absolutely just the sweetest things to talk to. That none of them ever say, I'm busy or I can't talk. Absolutely everyone is easy to come out and talk to me. The only person I've ever had say, oh, man, is Dustin Elliott. He's actually the only one. But he's very sweet, so, you know, never have I had any problems. But the easiest, you know what? I'm going to go with Austin Meyer. Every time he just...
Really?
He is so kind, Scott. I mean, just the nicest guy. And it's interesting because he is the meanest guy on the bull. I mean, he is just like the hardest working, grittiest, toughest guy you'll see on a bull. But he is so kind and gentle and sweet, just like his dad. You know, I told you I did a blog with his father, and we talked a lot about Austin when he was young. I mean, he just wouldn't hurt a fly. That's how Austin is. So whenever I need an interview, he gives me such, he doesn't keep things from me. He's very, very kind and sweet and always updates me on how he's feeling and what he likes, what his pick is, why he drafted that bull, and so forth.
Wow. Yeah, well, I'll tell you, and Austin has been on our show several times. During the off season, I mean, this guy loves to talk about the sport, loves to talk about what he likes to do in his home time, you know, loves to talk about his family. Obviously, he's got a really, you know, a great wife that really supports him. I mean, she even goes out to the woods with this guy, you know, and hangs out in the woods.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, he
you
definitely
know it's
found
love
it.
When she goes out to the woods, you know, and goes hunting.
Yeah. I think that was probably one of the prerequisites for whether or not he was going to even date a girl, you know, is whether or not she would go to the woods with him.
Absolutely.
He's such an avid hunter and fisherman, you know. But, yeah, that was really great. And you know, we always love hearing you talk with a lot of these guys. Now, I will tell you that we did get the link up for the 20 questions with one of the guys you were just talking about, in Dustin Elliott. But
well,
for some reason, it's not going to that. It's going to the Cody Lostro interview, and we can't get it yet.
You guys haven't seen the 20 questions with Dustin? I'll have to put
we
in
have
a.
I not.
I
See,
will have
it's
to
on,
put a call.
It's on PBR.TV, but however, when you click on it to go hit play, it goes to the Cody Lostro interview. So I think there may have been some sort of mishap there in putting it on the website. So hopefully it'll get cleared up, because we cannot wait. I was so hoping to have it together. I know. I was like, oh, 20 questions is out. We got to see what she has to say. And especially because we just put you on the spot last week with your 20 questions. I was wondering how you would turn that around and see if it would play into effect now that you've been on that side of things, you know?
Well, that's so funny you brought that up, Scott, because a lot of the questions you asked me, I kind of wanted to ask Dustin. I didn't, but it definitely, it was hard because I wanted to steal some, like, on a first date, where'd you go horseback riding or movie? You know, I actually kind of wanted to steal those questions, but I didn't want to.
Oh, you should have.
You know,
No,
I know.
No, that's your parade.
I can't steal your questions. Come on, that's, you know, copyright infringement. Just kidding. No, but, actually, you have to see the 20 questions with Dustin, because there's a really funny moment when I ask him his favorite city, if it's New York or L.A. He puts me in a very awkward situation, because he doesn't know I'm from L.A., and he says something about L.A. people.
Oh, wow.
It was hilarious. Oh, my God.
Awesome. I cannot wait for it to get up there then.
So after the interview, you've got to see it. I go back up, you know, to do more pre-interviews before the show. And he goes, Aaron, I didn't offend you with that L.A. comment, did I? And I said, no.
I would have stuck my nose up and walked right past him.
I should have, huh? Oh, man. But no, Dustin, he's such a sweetheart, too. And actually, someone wanted me to do 20 questions with Stormy. And what happened, I was originally supposed to do 20 questions with Stormy Wings. And so the Friday night, I said to Stormy, we always tape on Saturday, our first show. We always tape the 20 questions right before the show. So I said, Stormy, I'm going to need you to come early. Is that okay? Will you come early tomorrow and shoot the 20 questions? A lot of people want to hear it with you. Because I always ask the fans, who should I do 20 questions with? I never usually pick on my own. I always get whoever writes me first who 20 questions should be, then I'll do it. And so Stormy said, yes, I'll do it. That'd be awesome. You know, I'll come early. Well, he kind of came a little bit late. And my producer said, you need to get somebody. Dustin was very happy, and I know he has a very outgoing personality. So I ended up just doing it with Dustin.
Well, I've got a response to that. Welcome to the world of bull riders. I've been around these guys. I've been one myself. Now, I'm one that, you know, like I said, if I'm not an hour early, I'm running late, you know. But that's just me. I like to get there. I like to get in that atmosphere and get geared up and get ready to go. But, a lot of these guys, they'll come stringing in there, you know, right there at the last minute, and they go, oh, I thought I am. I'm 15 minutes before the show starts. I mean, come on, you know. How much earlier do you need me? But, it happens all the time. Same way with getting guys on our show, you know. It's so hard to get guys wrapped up because they're like, oh, yeah, but I had this other thing to do, you know, and it just gets crazy.
Well, it was funny, too. At the end, I go, finally, Stormy shows up. I go, oh, yes, Stormy decides to show up. Thanks a lot. You missed my 20 questions. He's like, I'm early. Well, he was like 15 minutes early, not an hour early.
Exactly.
I'm like, oh,
yep.
I don't think so.
Welcome to the world of bull riders.
Right?
That's exactly how they are. Yeah, well, some of our fans are asking if you get a chance anytime while you're out there, they would still love to see more. You know, if they can possibly see 20 questions with Stormy, they would love it. So we'll just ask you to keep continuing to try that. Next time, tell him that he has to be there at a specific time, you know, and then tell him that he's got to be there 15 minutes early to that specific time that you really need him there.
I was going to say, maybe I'll tell him to be 2 hours early, and then maybe he'll just be an hour early, and then it'll work out.
Exactly.
How I have to do it with some of my girlfriends.
Yeah.
When we go out. We do that, actually.
Now, do they do that,
Erica,
to you, though?
Be there 2 hours. Be there at 7:15. Dinner's really at 8. But, dinner's at 7:15. We always do that because my girlfriends, no one can be on time. It's crazy.
Now, does that include you, though?
No. I'm extremely – time management, Scott, is number one on my priority list, okay?
All right. We're going to keep an eye out for that now. So when are you up again? When are you gonna be out to another event?
I am doing – me and Leah switched. I was supposed to do the Columbus, Ohio event, I believe, which is later on in the season. But she had a gig, like a conflict, so she asked me if I could switch that date with her Des Moines date, so I'm doing that, which I think is coming up in a few weeks. I'm off for a while. I'm putting the suitcase away. I'm putting over all my mini travel-sized lotions away. I'm gone for a few weeks, which is kind of a bummer, because I was after doing the New Mexico event, I feel like I can fly. With as much energy as that venue and that event gave me. And I thought as far as questions wise, I enhanced the program too, because I thought there were a lot of interesting points that guys had brought up before the show that I followed up on and I brought up during the show that I thought helped out a lot. So I just felt so good all around. It's just such a bummer to take time off because you just become so, you know, passionate about it. I see why Leah loves it so much and has done it for so long. And why the fans become, you know, just incredibly supportive, because it's such a great, it's just amazing. I just love it.
Well, what is Erin going to do in her couple weeks off? Are you going to just sit back and relax? Are you going to go to the beach a lot? What's going on?
Well, yeah, I might go to the beach. I was supposed to go today. I don't know if I'm going to end up going today. But my girlfriend is getting married in May, so I'm helping her with a bachelorette party that's going to happen in April sometime. I'm not telling you guys when, because I don't want you guys to see me in Vegas. Just kidding.
Uh-huh.
No, yeah, we're going sometime in the next couple weeks, sometime in April. I forget. So that weekend, I'm doing that. And then the weekend of the 23rd, I believe, I'm doing a job for Fox Sports for a college job, just sideline reporting a college event. So, you know, I still work other networks, but my priority obviously is the PBR.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Well, tell you what.
PBR for years
fans,
to come.
Well, we certainly hope so. And the fans are in here saying the same thing, that they, you know, they really hate to see you taking the time off because they really enjoyed you being out there. And, of course, we do. We really enjoy your 20 questions, you know, with these guys and getting to know them. And then, of course, you know, having you jump on here with us so we get to know a little bit more about Erin as well. It's just great. You know,
aww.
This is it's a really cool thing. And you know, you'll definitely be missed out there. And, you know, I know that's not what you did compared to some of the other things that were happening previously, you know, like at the beginning of the season, everybody's like, well, who is this Erin, this L.A. girl? And now everybody's like, I'm going to miss Erin, you know, so.
Oh, that is so nice to hear. I hope that that is true because, for me, that's how it is. You know, I think a part of me was like, you know, I wonder how I'm going to be embraced by people. It was such a cool sport. And the fact that, I think it's an advantage if this is so wide appealing to people from places that don't even have bull riding, then what can that say about the popularity of the sport and how popular and well known it can become? You know, I mean, there's really no bull riding. Of course, there's no bull riding in Los Angeles. And to me, it's such a cool sport. If it can appeal to someone like me, it can appeal to so many people. And that is what my focus is to spread the demographic and to not just focus on a guy bull riding, but his struggles to get where he's at today and who he is, his personality,
right,
and what his strategy is and what's going on mentally and how he's feeling and if he's hurt. And, you know, basically that's really what my goal is, to help with the fans achieve more depth. So, you know, hopefully that's working. I hope that's happening.
Yeah, I think it is. I will tell you this. Since you're going to be off for a couple weeks, if it is okay, and I don't know if you have to go check with your producers or not, but this is just an idea that just came to me. And you know, they do that from time to time, but they only happen, you know, every so often, so I got to run with them. have always, you know, of course, we've got guys like McKinnon Wimberly, we've got guys like Austin that have all said that they want to check back in with us from time to time. So if we can line up to get a couple of these bull riders on board with us, would you be interested in coming on and doing like maybe a 10-question series with them?
Heck yeah.
Would you?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Good deal. Well, let's see if we can't do that. As we get guests lined up, I'll communicate with you, and we'll get something lined up, see if we can't get you on with them and allow you to do some 10 questions and that type of thing with them. And so that way the fans that are tuned in still get that taste of, you know,
aww,
the Erin show out here while you're gone.
That would be such a privilege, Scott. You're amazing. I would love that. Definitely. I don't want people forgetting about me. I'm still here.
No, we can't forget about you, Erin. So, yeah, absolutely. We're going to do it. I'll get it lined up, and we'll work on it here in the next few weeks. And, you know, we'll play it by ear. We'll find out what your schedule's like, and we'll find out what these guys' schedules are like during the week, and we'll get them off. Obviously, Austin Meyer's got turkey season coming up next week, so he is going to be out in the woods, probably with his wife.
Oh, man. There is nothing funnier than talking about turkeys with Austin Meyer. I mean, it's hilarious. I go, who's the one that plucks the turkeys? Is it you or the wife? He's like, oh, it's me. I end up having to pluck. I end up having to do everything. He said turkeys are the hardest to hunt for him. He said there's not that many stupid turkeys out there. I mean, it's hilarious.
It's funny. Actually, and Christy is in here asking, saying that if you ever do get a chance to talk to Stormy, that she was wondering if you would ask him about Homecoming King. I don't know the full details on that, but you might want to get with Christy and try to, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, let's.
Homecoming
let's,
King.
Let's work on that. And, you know, some of our fans are out here.
I have a question for Christy.
Okay.
Who's her favorite interview? Who does she like to see get interviewed?
Okay. Yeah, Christy, there you go. We're waiting on her. I'll see if she'll – we'll have to give her a minute because there's actually a little bit of a delay between the phone lines and the chat room. So hopefully we'll get we'll get to see her response. But, like I said, Erin, I know that we're going to miss you out here on tour. But it should be a lot of fun, and I know you're going to enjoy the time off. Are you still going to be watching the PBR to catch up with these guys and see what's going on?
Absolutely. You better believe it, 100%.
Right on. Well, she is saying that Stormy is the person that she really wants the most, obviously. It seems to be obvious because that's where all the questions are coming from. But and it's only because he's from there where she is. So
that's
why she's so fixed on the Stormy. And I don't know, maybe that homecoming king question, maybe she went to school with him. I don't know. We'll have to look into that. But, so anyways, like I said,
Stormy's a sweetheart.
We'll get it lined up. We'll try to get some of these guys on board here with us. We'll get them to call in our show, and we'll get you to sit down and do some 10 questions. Now, some of the fans were asking, too, is can they also supply some of the questions? And I think we should. We'll do
absolutely.
Like a 10-question segment with you. We'll let you do a 10-question deal with them. And then we'll let the fans also interject. So we'll make it like a 15-question or a 20-question deal. And I think it'd be a lot of fun. Absolutely. We'll do it.
We'll get that
lined up. We'll start working on that for these fans on the Lunch Hour Show. But, well, shoot, Erin, like I said, I certainly appreciate you jumping on. It's always a pleasure to have you here with us, and can't wait to have you back again.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on. It always brightens my day. It's a good it's really fun. I love being able to get a chance to talk to the fans and hear what they have to say. They're my number one concern. So I'm glad they're happy. Yeah.
Yep. You bet.
We'll be
you bet. And you know we will. You know we will. All right, Erin. Well, hey, listen, enjoy that weather out there in sunny California.
I will. I'll take a picture and send it to you.
Oh, there you go. Hey, don't forget, speaking of pictures, don't forget to go over there and check out ShaneProctorPBR.com.
You got it.
All right, girl.
Doing it now.
Okay. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Thanks, Scott.
All right. See ya.
Bye.
All right, guys. Obviously, Erin Coscarelli, one of the PBR girls, you got to love her. I'm telling you, this would be so much fun. And we're going to absolutely do that. We'll get her on board with us. So we'll put her to work for us since the PBR won't be able to bring her on and she'll be out doing those events and we won't get to see those 20 questions. But if you haven't already, make sure to get out and check the 20 questions with Dustin Elliott as soon as it's up and running there on PBR.TV. Hopefully we'll get it back together. I have not been able to see it yet, but cannot wait. Should be a lot of fun. And we're going to get lined up and get some guys on board here with us the rest of this week, too. We do have a special guest jumping on board here with us tomorrow, hopefully. I would tell you, this guy is actually going to be coming into California, and he's going to be just getting off an airplane. So I'm going to kind of leave it as a surprise for right now in the hopes that we'll be able to bring him on. But I really think that you guys will really, truly enjoy it. So make sure to tune in tomorrow as well. And, hey, guess what? We're only a couple days away from the big time, from the big show. It's the weekend. PBR Kansas City tomorrow As soon as we get on, we're going to get set up to do our fantasy draft for the weekend. So hopefully you guys are starting to get yours and getting an idea of who you want to have in your picks, because we're going to pick our picks tomorrow based on what you guys have to give us for feedback. So make sure you guys study up, and that'll be your homework for tonight. But got to tell you, I appreciate every one of you guys for jumping on board here. You know what? One of the things I didn't talk about, and we may actually have to carry it over till tomorrow, but I was seeing that there's some new things that are coming across, and Cody Custer, who is obviously one of the founding members of the PBR, has got an Answers for Bull Riders by Cody Custer page set up on Facebook. So fans can actually ask Cody some questions, and he really has some good educational responses to them. And I think we're going to talk about those here in the near future as well. So you guys make sure to stay tuned to that. And if you guys get a chance to get over there on Facebook, go take a look at it. I got to tell you that the weather has not been as bad as what I thought it was going to be. So, you know, hey, it's all good. I like it. You know, I think the weather cooperated with us here. Maybe it's just held off until after the show, and then it's going to let loose on us. But I think we're doing okay for right now. So got to tell everybody, I appreciate y'all jumping on board here on the Lunch Hour Show today. Make sure to tune in tomorrow, as we do have another special guest that will be jumping on board, and I think you're going to like it. But I will tell you that we're going to get set up here in the near future with Aaron, and we'll get some other guests on board. We'll get some PBR bull riders on board so we can have Aaron jump on with us and ask them like a 10-question series. So anyways, that's going to wrap up our show here today, fans. I got to tell you, it's been a great one. Appreciate everybody jumping on board, and don't forget, tomorrow we've got one more show of the week throwing here, or we're going to be bringing to you. So make sure to tune in, 12:30 Eastern Standard Time. And also, make sure to go check out PBR Now on RFD-TV. I'm not sure if it's going to be on tonight or not. I'm hoping that it is. It was still showing on the schedule, so we'll have to take a look and see. But if we are, you can find out on LEC. So make sure to tune in to Facebook, Twitter. We'll be posting the links this evening. So until there, either until later this evening or tomorrow morning, you rodeo fans, get a grip with Making Eight.
This is Wrangler National Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making 8 is a winner.
Thanks for tuning in with Making 8. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of the heavens sing.
God.
Get in touch with God.